Listening 2.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming to this Baxby's Biannual Business Forum. I'm delighted to introduce our main speaker this evening, Professor Peter O'Driscoll from Kenilworth University. Professor O'Driscoll is an expert in the study of teams within business, and he's going to talk to us tonight about the changing views of what makes effective teams. Over to you.
Thank you. Well, let's get started. As many of you will know, Professor Belbin's categorisation of team roles is still widely used, but the way companies view teams is beginning to shift. Professor Belbin viewed the team as a whole, made up of individuals, where the success of the team relies on the individual elements performing their roles. Belbin's approach is valid because it enables people to understand themselves and others as team members. It increases the team's overall knowledge of how the team is constructed. But we would argue that effective team working emerges from a combination of individual and collective competencies or abilities. We are all aware of teams made up of highly competent individuals that fail to perform as a team. The task is to develop teams of competent individuals to perform collectively. So, our research looked at which collective competencies were required to bring about effective performance. We looked at a variety of teams, including project teams, work groups, football teams, and jazz bands. The study identified a number of differences between teams in terms of structure and stability. Business teams, for instance, are often ad hoc creations formed to address a short-term need, whereas an orchestra or a rugby team are more stable. But even very short-lived teams share generic characteristics with stable ones. We looked at jazz musicians in jam sessions, where individuals come together for a one-off performance. Although bonding might not be expected to be significant in such transient teams, we found that the jazz musicians sought to establish a level of social integration. We also developed a model for assessing the effectiveness of a team as a collective. The model takes into consideration the relationships between individuals, the links that hold the team together. It identifies 16 distinct competencies that are crucial to team effectiveness. These competencies are divided into four clusters or groups known as enabling, resourcing, fusing, and motivating. I'll explain these shortly. Using the new framework, it is possible to identify where a team might be strengthened. The best news for managers is that team spirit will not necessarily be improved by spending the night on the side of a mountain in Scotland. Moving on now to...